Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
There's a growing number of services being advertised online to remove DPF or diesel particulate filters from cars. Now, these filters are a legal requirement. They're in place to protect the environment and public health from dangerous emissions. While it's not illegal to remove a DPF filter from a car, it is illegal to drive a car which has had one removed. And people might be buying cars not knowing that this filter has been taken off. Well, Brian O'Connell has been investigating all of this for us and he joins me now. Hello, Brian.
How are you, Claire?
Tell us why we have these filters, Brian, and what you've seen online.
The filters were brought in most diesel cars over the past 15 years, and essentially they protect public health and the environment from dangerous particles. These can come from diesel engines. So the DPF traps the particular matter. It regenerates or burns it off. What can happen is that filters can become quite clogged up. They can be very expensive to be replaced or to be fully cleaned. I mean, you could be looking at thousands of euro. So what I'm seeing online is a lot of people, including some garages, offering services that remove the DPF filter from cars. Essentially, it bypasses the car's computer system. It's not illegal, as you said, to remove this filter from a car. It is illegal to drive a car which should have this filter, but where it has been removed. So I'm seeing these services, Claire, offered for anything from about 500 euro up to about 1,000 euro. And then there are some misleading claims about the type of work that's been carried out. Aside from the fact this could make you liable to a fine should it be discovered, there's clearly a very significant public health concern here. If we do have a growing number of cars getting this work done, and in turn then they're emitting harmful matter into the environment.
And the ads you're seeing then for these services to remove the DPF, you're seeing them online mostly, is it?
Mostly online, and some of them not directly saying what the service is. There's evidence too, some garages, not main dealers it should be said, are arranging for this work to be carried out, and they're not being fully upfront with customers or telling them that it's illegal to drive cars which have these filters removed. It's very hard to determine if this work has been done to a car as well, unless you actually go under the bonnet and go looking for it. When the work is done, what will happen is they'll actually remap your engine and they'll essentially convince the car to ignore this filter, so a warning light, for example, doesn't come up. There are ways to detect it. You can analyse emissions. Some European countries, Claire, are now specifically testing for this. We're not doing it in Ireland as of yet. Now, just to give some context as to why these filters are very important, I went up to UCC to meet with Professor John Wenger from the School of Chemistry, and this is some of what he told me.
DPF or diesel particulate filters, they're present in every diesel vehicle that's made now. They're essential because the way that a diesel engine works produces lots of particulate matter. So these are tiny particles that get released, little bits of soot really, that are produced during the combustion process, and they can go into the air and they can be breathed in and they can cause lots of damage to health. 1,300 premature deaths in Ireland every year from exposure to particulate matter. Also can carry effects like heart attacks, stroke, and also we're finding out more and more what the damage that these particles can do, because they can enter the bloodstream and target individual organs. So they are now being linked to things like Alzheimer's and so on. So we need to really work hard to make sure that these emissions don't get into the air. So we need to remove them. And these filters are in the exhaust system of diesel vehicles to remove them and stop them entering the air.
OK, so good for the environment, good for our health. And in circumstances then, as I'm seeing, where people are having the DPF filter removed and they're driving on, or they're buying a car where the DPF filter is removed and they may not be aware of it, could they be damaging their own health?
The diesel particulate filters trap the particles, and over time they get clogged up, right? Now, the engine and the vehicle system has inbuilt mechanisms to regenerate the diesel particulate filter, right? And this involves driving around at 60 to 80 kilometres an hour for a certain length of time. And so there are people, garages, that are offering to remove some of these filters, which is obviously not a good thing because all those pollutants then get into the air.
And it's not illegal to remove a DPF filter, although it is illegal to drive a car that should have a DPF filter installed that's had it removed. It's a kind of an anomaly, isn't it?
Well, obviously, I think this needs to be dealt with. Obviously, this is an ongoing issue. This has been going on for about a decade now since DPFs were introduced. And within a few years, people were finding ways to remove them and not be detected in the certification tests.
So is there a worry then, Brian, at how reliable our emissions data might be if lots of people are removing these filters from their diesel cars?
It certainly is a concern how reliable our data is, and can we actually monitor the impact? It's very hard to quantify. And again, without this being picked up at testing, all we can say really is there is a growing number of people online offering these DPF removal services. The issue of reliable data would be much easier to quantify if we looked for DPF removal during the NCT process.
I don't know what proportion of the cars have had the DPFs removed. I don't know.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's happening. We do monitor air pollution in the cities and towns around the country. The EPA has oversight of that, looking at particulate matter. Is there a way to check this? Possibly not. It's very difficult to tell. But for sure, I think it's important that we reduce emission at source. And that's the whole point of these diesel particulates, is that you reduce emissions. That's the first step. And we need to make sure that we have proper enforcement activities to make sure that the law is not broken. And also, if there does need to be legislative changes to make sure that the enforcement process is easier, then that should be done as well.
It strikes me, if I own a car and I'm going selling it, and if I tamper with the seatbelts, I'd be in big trouble. Why should this be any different?
That's a great analogy. Yes, I agree with it completely. I guess the thing is that is it maybe more difficult to see if the DPF has been removed or not?
Which brings us to the point of the certificate testing, as you said, the NCT test. Now, in some European countries, they are able to screen the car in terms of what's coming out of the exhaust, I guess, and they can tell whether or not DPF has been removed. We can't do that in Ireland yet.
Well, I think it would be very welcome addition to the range of tests that are currently taking place. If you can make a measurement to show that the DPF has been removed, then I think that would be very welcome.
Because, I mean, as anyone who's gone through the NCT system will know, if you have a slightly faulty taillight, you'll quickly be back for a retest. But you could have had a car that's had a DPF filter hacked out of the car and it'll be passed.
Right. So we need to make sure that doesn't happen, and the necessary actions need to be put in place to make sure that's the case.
Also, maybe people are driving diesel cars, John, that their lifestyle isn't suited to diesel driving.
I think that's the core of the issue, is that in the urban environment, where we have many short trips, then the diesel car isn't necessarily suited to that.
Now, Brian, you did ask the Road Safety Authority about looking for this during NCT testing. And what did they say?
Well, I pointed out that the RSA, some European countries, as we referenced, are checking now as part of their testing process for this issue. And I asked, had we any plans to do this in Ireland? They pointed out the legislation under which removing a DPF from a car which should have one and then driving it contravenes the requirements that we have here in terms of legal road use. They say the enforcement of traffic legislation is up to the Garda Síochána. Due to the type of modifications, they said, carried out on vehicles to remove or disable DPFs, and the test does involve our current testing doesn't involve the removal of vehicle components, so it's not always possible to detect such modifications. Now, our tests in Ireland are carried out in compliance with an EU directive. What the RSA said is, should that EU directive be updated to include more comprehensive emissions testing, Ireland will obviously then implement the necessary changes. Just finally, Claire, on this, someone who also wants action in this area is Brian Cook, who's Director General of the Society of the Irish Motor Industry. They have been calling for a number of years for the banning of advertisements for DPF removal services. They say some of their members involved in the trade have actually taken in cars and they'd no way of knowing if this DPF had been removed, and then they have been liable to prosecution. This is some of what Brian Cook told me.
We have called for some action to be taken. Firstly, on the advertising of it, I think it is illegal for someone to drive a car with a DPF removed. So advertising such a service as a basic should be banned. It's actually, technically speaking, not illegal to remove a diesel particulate filter. So again, I think we should look at banning it as well. And I think if you look at the scale of it, you know, the overwhelming majority of cars sold between 2009 and 2020 were diesels in Ireland. So the potential pool of cars this could impact is quite significant. Getting away from the car, the most important people in this is actually the consumer. Diesel particulate filters are there for a reason. They're basically to stop soot, and they should be in diesel cars manufactured since 2009. And the second piece is it is very hard to detect whether a DPF has been removed. So someone could buy a car and unwittingly be driving a car that should not be on the road and effectively be driving illegally.
There's been instances, Brian, where people in the trade have bought a car, sold it on, not realising the DPF had been removed, and then they're liable for prosecution.
From a consumer perspective as well, if you buy a car off a retailer, consumer law would say that the retailer is the professional. So if the consumer buys a car, even if the retailer has unknowingly sold that car without a DPF, then the consumer has recourse and is entitled for either repair or some form of compensation for a car that has a DPF removed. So it is important for the industry as well.
It strikes me, though, Brian, if this was an issue that was likely to be picked up by the NCT process, very quickly people offering this service would be out of business.
That's correct. I think if we look at some other European countries, I think Germany, Holland and Belgium have all introduced tests, moving away from the old smoke test to what's called a particular numerical test. These appear at the moment to be actually detecting whether a DPF has been removed. And I think from the Irish perspective, I think the good news is that there is a review, a detailed review of vehicle testing currently in train at EU. And once the new EU directive or regulation comes in place, there will be a requirement on Ireland to actually implement a very similar system.
Now, that is Brian there, who is from the Society of the Irish Motor Industry, and as Brian Cook and our own Brian O'Connell reporting. Thank you very much, Brian.